Hello there. Welcome to the Franchise Radio Show. Brian here again. Delighted to have you along. Another guest, of course. I don't talk to myself in these shows. And today's show is called How to Stand Out and Dominate in the Franchise Sector with a gentleman I respect greatly and have known for some time, Andrew Carter. Andrew is an entrepreneur. He's really curious background, ex-airline captain. He's an international author. He's a business mentor. He's a philanthropist. He is certainly an engaging public speaker, a charming personality, and he's CEO of the award-winning Global Publishing Group. Over his career and so forth, he's run three highly successful businesses. And congratulations to him, he founded two not-for-profits as well. He's a business leader that's acknowledged for his strategic and marketing intellect. And he certainly recognises an authority on aviation. That's good news, as he was captain up the front end. Leadership, decision-making, and helping businesses turn around. So in his spare time, he actually created a unique aviation museum. I must find out more about that from him after we finished our conversation. His strategies he has are quite unique. He uses different systems, publishing, marketing tools for a range of tools for wealth creation, for basically helping thousands of people around the globe to improve their lives. He's using seminars and workshops where he educates and inspires people. He's lived and worked all around Australia, in Papua New Guinea, in Nauru and Ireland, and currently lives in Brisbane, in Queensland. So welcome to you, Andrew. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Brian. No, well, thanks for having us.
That's a pleasure. I'm looking forward to this. So I'll just add a little bit here in my conversations with Andrew previously. I'll just add a little bit of a byline to give you a bit more of an understanding to the listeners. So basically, expanding on that topic, how to stand out and dominate in the franchise sector, it's really about how to attract more franchisees using the least known but single most powerful marketing system to grab attention and build immediate trust and credibility. And this applies to anybody looking for sources of business, whether it's franchising, whatever it might be. So let's run into it. Anything I've missed out on your bio there you'd like to add, Andrew, just to top and tail it?
I think that was very good, Brian. I think that gives them a good overview, and people are really interested in what's in it for them. So it's probably more important that we get into the meat and potatoes and let them know.
Well, let's do that. So here we are. I'll put you on a spot. What is this tool you claim is using the least known but single most powerful marketing system to grab attention and build immediate trust and credibility?
Yep. Well, instead of just stating it up front, let's talk around it. The most important thing you've got to do is build your authority and stand out from the crowd. So let's face it, there's lots of franchises out there. There's lots of franchises in food. There's lots of franchises in coaching. There's lots of franchises in what's the one that makes you stand out? So of course, the biggest problem I guess most franchises are facing at the moment is not just attracting more franchisees. It's attracting the right type of franchisee, and that's getting harder and harder. And people are becoming more skeptical the whole time. So you need to stand out in your industry. You need to be seen as the authority. You want people to come to you, and you want them to build that trust and credibility, because the hardest thing is to gain attention. Once you've done that, the next biggest barrier to making a sale is trust. Okay, that's where we lose most people. Now, what we're talking about is to become an authority. If you look at the greats like Tony Robbins or Robert Kiyosaki or Russell Brunson or any number of all of the greats, we think of them as the authority. We don't realize how they initially became the authority. They became the authority by being an author. They wrote a book about themselves and what they do, and that was what positioned them above their competition, and it's what let people learn about them. And when you're reading somebody's words, you're building a bond, a connection with that person, and so this trust and credibility and knowledge comes about from it. And so the correct book done the correct way, and that's what we really need to talk about, because lots of people are out there trying to write books, or lots of people have written books. They're all done incorrectly, and they're all promoted or released, or at least not distributed correctly. You need to get your message out there into as many hands as possible. And everyone's saying, well, Andrew, that's what online's for. We're spending all this money on online marketing. Yes, but the online market is saturated, okay? And so you're not standing out. You're not getting noticed. You're just getting lost in the sea of mediocrity. We live in the real world, okay? We live offline. We shower offline. We eat offline. We drive offline. We do all of this stuff offline. We want to attract people's attention offline, build this trust and credibility, position you above your competition and why people should come to you. And then using that, we drive them online and start the connection that way.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I can understand that, having witnessed his space for a while. I've seen a lot of people, as well as the famous names you mentioned, who've actually built their position, their credibility through being authors. So you say that franchisors need their own book. That's all well and good, but you know, putting a book together, doesn't that take up a lot of time? Pretty, you know, time-consuming exercise.
Yeah, look, it's a great question because the biggest problem now is everyone's time poor. We've got less time now than ever before, and so everyone thinks, well, AI is the next big answer. So we'll all just get ChatGPT to write a book for us. Please don't do that. I'm going to show you that you can create a book, the content for your book in under half a day, easily within 3 hours, okay? And you will use AI for it, but not ChatGPT. So let me just be very clear up front. We need to make this disclaimer. The books that are being given to us that are written by ChatGPT are obviously written by ChatGPT and they're not suitable. Remember, we're talking about building your credibility and telling your story. ChatGPT can't do that. ChatGPT is actually responsible for damage to major businesses. If you don't believe me, go look up Samsung and put in Samsung and ChatGPT and see how much damage it's done to their business. So much so that major corporations and major banks like JP Morgan and Wells Fargo are no longer allowing their employees to use ChatGPT. So, yep, look, I understand the concern, but the point is you know your business and your story better than anyone else. And you know how you want to start your story, and the end of your book should be a call to action. It should be getting them to contact you or getting them to fill out some online form or getting them to download something from you so you've got their details and you can start the connection. So if you know the beginning and the end of the story, you can simply take out some A4 pages and just write down the logical steps from beginning to end. And those logical steps are actually chapter titles, believe it or not. And under that chapter title, just write down bullet points of what you would like to describe or what you need to discuss in that chapter to complete that chapter and logically lead on to the next chapter. And once you've done that, simply pick up your smartphone or your tablet or your computer, hit record and just start talking. Read out that chapter heading and then start talking to all of the subtitles under it. And given the normal rate of speech, which is probably a bit slower than I'm speaking now, but 180 words a minute, you can complete a 30,000 word book, which is the ideal number. That's about 150 pages, you can complete that in under 3 hours. Now, you just have to have that transcribed. And so the AI we recommend for that is otter.ai, OTTER.ai. And you can literally, as I'm talking now, this would be being transcribed. In fact, if you're using Zoom meetings, that's the transcription service in the background is otter.ai. It's very cheap. It's very effective. And so having spoke for 3 hours, I will have created a Word document and there's the rough draft for a book completed already. So no, Brian, it actually doesn't take that long to create the content for a book, especially for very busy business owners.
Well, thanks for spilling the secrets there. That's quite hard. So I suppose the other point is a question I think that most people would ask is, hasn't the demand for physical books sort of declined now because everybody uses ebooks and audio books and so on?
Great question again, because that's probably the most common question we get. Okay, simply put, you need to understand the demand for books is higher now than it's ever been at any time in history, and more books are being produced now than any time in history. And yes, ebooks became such a big fad leading up to 2010 that people were predicting the demise of the physical book. It was going to be gone, okay? The reality is not that. Ebooks hit their peak in about 2011. Ironically, year on year, every single year since 2011, the sale of physical books has increased year on year. So that's just the statistical fact. There is more demand for them now than at any other time. And so what we're finding is a lot of those ebooks back in the day weren't at a very good standard. They were just some PDF that was put together. Okay, you got some information together, you made a PDF and it became an ebook. People still want ebooks and audio books, but what they want is the ebook or audio book of a printed book. So they actually want to be able to go onto Booktopia or onto one of their bookstores and see that your book is available in the bookstores. If they haven't got time to order the physical book, they will tend to download the ebook then. But so the demand for ebooks is still very strong, but the quality ebooks of an actual published book. So no, obviously the demand for physical books reached its peak during COVID. We had people locked down and people wanted more books then. But still, if you look at the figures of sales after COVID, physical books are still outselling year after year pre-COVID figures back to 2011. So no, the demand for actual books is just continuing to increase. People want knowledge. You've got to remember, 40% of all searches into YouTube start with how to. So if you're creating a how-to book, how to get started in franchising, or how to make money in franchising, or anything like that, if you want to stand out in your marketplace and you do that, and you can keep it to under 150 pages, people will read a lot more if it's a fictional book. But for non-fiction, they want the meat and potatoes. They want the information right now. And people are prepared to pay good money for that and invest the time to read through 150 pages.
That's interesting, isn't it? So many of these predictions about, when computers came, nobody would have a job anymore. I mean,
Yeah,
I remember
exactly.
all the hullabaloo about books, e-books, and hard copy books disappearing. And as you say, only you've got to walk down the aisle in the airport or go past the bookstore in the shopping centre. Yeah, they're thriving. So you're not a conventional publisher from my point of view, right? So I would classify you, I think you call yourself an entrepreneurial publisher. So what's the difference between a traditional publisher and an entrepreneurial publisher? Can I get you to elicit that for us?
Yeah, definitely. So traditional publishing is exactly that. It probably hasn't changed much in the last 200, 250, 300 years. Okay. So the technology has, the way they conduct the business has, but the theory behind it hasn't. So we basically get you to send in a manuscript. We do it the way we want. We create the cover we want. You don't get a say in any of that. We don't want it to use it as a marketing tool. It's just written information that's easily disseminated. We publish it. And in the old days, that used to definitely be responsible for the distribution. They'd get it out into bookstores. That's not guaranteed by traditional publishers anymore. And believe it or not, you were still responsible for marketing your book. Everyone thinks once I send it to a publisher, they'll take care of everything. No, you still had to market your book. Now, there's very limited use to that. What we're doing as an entrepreneurial publisher is we're using a book as a marketing tool. We're using it to position you better than anybody else. And we're using it alone to create a lot more money for you. And as an entrepreneurial publisher, what we can do, many of our authors have actually generated $30,000 to $50,000 before the book is even published. So my latest book, Authority Influencer Marketing, that produced $40,000 before it even went off to the printers. Okay. But of course, the end goal of that is that we're actually trying to get more people into your business, into your franchise, or into your whatever traditional business you've got, online or offline. So it could be as an accountant or as a business coach or whatever else. But as well as driving more people to your current business, we can also use the back end of the book to sell other items or other services. And the book itself actually generates a lot more money. So the book is designed as a marketing tool, and it is designed to generate a lot more business and a lot more income for you. And that's the difference. That's what we concentrate on. And we guarantee distributorship. We don't take anyone on that we can't see that we could make their book successful and that we get their book into bookstores. Now, I'll be the first to admit, perhaps not the biggest number of sales of your books is going to come from bookstores, but that's where the credibility comes from. If people know that your book's available in bookstores, or they look it up on Dimex or whatever else online, Booktopia, and they can see it there, it doesn't matter that they may end up ordering it off Amazon or get downloading the ebook version. The credibility comes from the fact that your book has been taken on by a major publisher, has been distributed to the bookstores. That gives you the credibility and the authority, and so people are more likely to listen to what you have to say and act on it.
That makes sense. So you've really positioned whoever the author is as a credible authority that people will respect. Therefore, they have interest in it and they give it some appropriate, I suppose, respect from that point of view. So
Correct. Yeah.
there's a lot of people out there, when I go to an expo or go to a conference, I see a handful of people are writing books these days. It's obviously become quite a popular craft. From your point of view, I think it's a fair bit of competition. So I suppose from that point of view, what makes you different from them?
Yeah, good one. Because we don't see that we have competition. There is no actual entrepreneurial publisher in Australia. But from the perception, people's perception, what makes us different? I guess most people don't see what happens in the background there, and they do think that they're all the same. The difference is the way we do it. So Global Publishing Group has, as a percentage of authors published, we have the highest number of best-selling authors in Australia. Okay, we have a system designed and a process that creates the best chance of you becoming becoming a genuine best-selling author. We're not talking about an Amazon bestseller. I need to make this very clear. Everyone thinks that that's some sort of badge of honor. You can become an Amazon bestseller with as little as 3 sales if you know what you're doing. Now, that might make you feel good. That strokes your ego. Hats off to you. Well done. But does getting 3 books out into the marketplace help your business? We want to be getting thousands of books out into the marketplace. So there's a real science to everything we do. Not just the way that the front cover's laid out. The back cover is actually a sales letter that's designed to help sell your book. The content is all designed to help monetize it both on the front end and on the back end. And we have a way of getting it out to the marketplace. Yes, there is what you call competition out there. There's a lot of people saying they can get you a book done in 60 days or 30 days or 14 days or 7 days. Yes, that's usually an ebook, or yes, that's usually some way of getting some self-published book. And they say, this is great because you can just print on demand. You can just print as you the number you need and go that way. One, that's very expensive. And two, how is that giving you any real credibility? Why am I buying a book out of the back of your car? Or as you say, Brian, you and I have both seen it. We've been at these expos and everyone's handing these things out like business cards, which isn't a bad idea. But if there's nothing behind them, what's the interest? Why should I be following this? This looks like it's a self-written book. And believe it or not, in the book industry, it's very, very easy to tell who's done a self-published book as opposed to who's being properly published. But we are the only people that have, as I say, we're the highest number of best-selling authors. We generate them that way. We make sure, guarantee them distributorship, and we position the book in such a way that it's going to help their business. That's our sole focus. We are only interested in using the book to help you and your business, which other publishers aren't. It happens to the best of us.
So I suppose that's interesting stuff. And I appreciate your book. I had a look at one of yours recently, a bit of a Trojan horse, because as you said, there's a lot of other promotional material that you include in the book, sort of allied sort of professions and so forth, and trades and so on. So that creates a revenue stream beyond just the book sales itself.
Correct. Exactly right. And you got to remember, these books have been done in such a way that a lot of people have created an entire business just from the book. And you look at things like real estate. Do you think there might be a couple of real estate agents in Australia, Brian? It's a highly competitive market, but we've had one guy who used our book tool. He's created Australia's, I forgot the name of the book now, it was right on the tip of my tongue, but he's created a book about Australian home finance made simple. And, he has now got $1 million a year business. He's paying himself $1 million a year from that business. That wasn't something that was doable before. You know, you look at something like a physio. Jason Smith was just a physio. And by using this same methodology, he was able to create an entire franchise. He became one of the biggest franchises in the health sector, and he ended up selling that off. And all of these people attribute their success to the book and what that book did for them. It's the credibility and the notoriety that bought for them and the media attention that you get as a result of it. Once you stand out from amongst all your competition, do you understand? You start to attract media, they start to come to you, and you're seen as the expert on the subject. And once you start doing that, it becomes self-fulfilling. More media now see that and want to be involved. And we've had a lot of very successful people do it. In fact, you and I have met through because of Darren Stevens, who wrote a book on franchising. Now, he wasn't a franchisor himself at the time, and he was trying to introduce a new franchise into Australia. And so he wrote a book on top franchise CEO secrets revealed. And, that's made him incredibly successful. So all of this is attributed to the book, and most people don't understand it because, as you say, they've gone and they've seen these expos, or they've gone and done a self-published book themselves, but not understood the secret of the back end and not understood how to get this out to the masses.
Right. Okay. So I suppose you've given us quite a bit of background here about the various, attractions and so on. So how effective is it really at positioning somebody, to make them the authority? I appreciate you saying you have there's a prefix in the title of how to, or make it a how to book. But what really is, the secret of doing that, of making somebody into a recognized expert in their sector?
Believe it or not, just being the author. There's no two secrets that, the word authority starts with the word author. So if you can have a book on it, but look, especially people our age, Brian, we were brought up that way. We went to school before they had computers and tablets. And so everything we learned was through books. And the only people who got published were very good at what they did. So we have this perception that if you have got a book out there, you must be the expert or you must be the authority. And people want to hear from the expert or the authority. If you're just another franchisor just flogging another one of these same things, why should I be interested in you? And once I read your story, once you've got a book out there, already you stand out from the rest of the crowd. And then once I learn your story, I become interested in you. The book is the positioning tool. The book is what builds your expert status and authority. And it's the media you generate as a result of that, which garners a lot more attention and continues to elevate your position as an authority.
So it's having a structured process, I suppose, from the point of view of when you launch your book and all that sort of thing. I won't ask you to divulge all your secrets, of course, because there's a limit to how much we can extricate from you one day. You've got to be fair. So,
But no, you're quite correct. That's what you're exactly what you're trying to do. It's the book's got to be done a certain way. It's got to be distributed a certain way. It's got to be marketed a certain way. So you still need to market your book. But we spend a whole weekend working with our authors, showing them tips and techniques that they never knew and helping them. It's not just marketing for the book, it's marketing that they can use in their business. But this just continues to elevate people. As I say, the number of authors I could list, and it's not even in just business. We've actually had hobbyists. We've got a woman who left a corporate job because she enjoyed painting in her backyard. She went and wrote a book, and she was originally going to have it published by Penguin, and she was quite excited to get a publishing deal with Penguin. But when she said how she wanted to promote it and what the book was supposed to do, Penguin were anti it. Well, no, it can't be used as a marketing tool. It's just a book about art. Well, she wanted to build a business on the back of that. So she came to us. Here's a woman teaching people how to make art. She's now generating seven-figure income from this business, all because of what that book did. Obviously, there's lots of people out there trying to teach art, but the book positioned her, who wasn't known before, as an expert, as an authority, as someone you should go and learn online courses and then in-person courses. And you can now travel around the world with her and learn to paint with her in France or London or anywhere. So it's an incredibly powerful tool that works very well if it's done properly. And the amount of people who actually know how to do it properly is so very, very few. And there's no one that's working as an entrepreneurial publisher. And I guess that's what sets us apart.
Look, and isn't that the case with so many different things? Whatever you look at out there in business and in life, there's a handful of experts, you know, whose team's at the top of the Premier League, who's got the best websites, who's got the best SEO processes, who are the top accountants. So it's an elite space. I guess that's why I'm talking to you, because I think you occupy that space in this country. So we've touched on a couple of bits and pieces. I don't know whether you had more to add, but I think we're all still conscious that the impact of COVID still hanging around. And we're certainly seeing it in our sector where it's still unraveling to a degree. From the point of view of the book industry, well, you mentioned, you know, there were some quite dramatic impacts during the period of COVID, but how are you seeing it unraveling now as you move forward to perhaps moving towards a new normal or a new stability?
Yeah, it's an interesting, isn't it? We all use that term new normal, but what is the new normal? I don't think it's actually been defined yet. So we still run workshops where we've got one coming up I'll talk about shortly, but we run an actual 3-day workshop so that people who want to learn this technique can, and we give everything. We give all of the information you need to know how to do this. We're finding since COVID, pre-COVID, they were very easy to fill those events, not just for us, but across the board. Live events are becoming incredibly hard to fill. So if one of your methods as a franchisor is to get people to live events to try and educate them and fill them in, I think that's a lot harder to do. That's for everybody. But yeah, as far as reading goes, yeah, there's been a resurgence because of COVID. And as I say, a lot of that was due to lock-ins. And because of lock-ins, I think people found the old love of books that they had before, or people who didn't have a love of books. I hated reading at school, but I've got nothing better to do now. Hey, I've really enjoyed reading this. So the sales have increased. There's more reading going on now as a result of COVID, and more people interested in a change of life since COVID. Okay, I want to be happy. I don't want to keep doing the 9-to-5 grind. How can I do something different? And so that's why people are looking how to books. They want to see what else they can do. And if a franchisor can get a really good book out there, it's a lot easier now, post-COVID, I would say, a chance of grabbing them through a book and being able to convert them that way than ever before, certainly before COVID.
Yeah, no, I certainly share your comment about seminars and workshops. There's a different mindset about a lot of these things. So it is getting people to focus on the nuts and bolts, I think, because at the end of the day, the more personal contact you can get, the better. Yes. You did mention earlier about ChatGPT. I know I've had some interesting experiences and certainly seen other people who've had some interesting and and sometimes embarrassing experiences, unfortunately. It is a marvelous tool, but you've got to know what you want and you've got to limit within the parameters of it, haven't you? So from that point of view, was there anything, I know you've got an event coming up, which I was going to ask you if you could share with us, but is there anything else in closing, perhaps that I've overlooked in questioning you? In fact, I feel like I've been interrogating you today.
No, not at all. I think they were very good questions, and some of those are quite common questions, but some of those are questions that people probably haven't thought to ask. And yeah, we're just finding all too often that too many people just think that this won't work. Okay, well, it may not work for you, but for the target audience you're trying to attract, it definitely will. I don't know anyone who's not interested in making money. So if you can make, in many cases, we've got authors who've made more money from the back end of the book, from the other business the books has created, than their current business. And a lot of people say, oh, I don't have time for any extra income or extra business activity. This is all structured. This is all works very, it's very intuitive. It's very easily done. It's not going to take up a whole lot more of your time. So no, I think it's understanding that this is an incredibly powerful tool if it's done correctly. Very, very few people know how to do it correctly. We have 15 years of doing this correctly and of generating phenomenal results. You can see those online. And I think it's definitely the only, I can't think of any other tool. Look, I've looked at this from every angle. I've been doing this for a long period of time. I want to know if anyone can come up with a more powerful way of doing this, of building instant trust and credibility and standing out amongst your competition, please show it to me, because I haven't seen it. And we know that this works. We've done it enough times and generated incredible results each time to know that this is what works.
Yeah, I know. I suppose certainly I know from going back some years ago with Global Publishing, they had quite a strong influence in helping people like Janine Annis and John O'Brien from Paulworks getting onto the national stage. So there's lots of proof there from that point of view, lots of evidence, yeah.
Well, not just that. The famous one for us was Hare House Warehouse, because I won't disclose the numbers now, but I know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars that they were spending on advertising each year. Now, the interesting point is they weren't advertising so that people would walk into one of their salons and get their hair cut. They were advertising so that potential franchisees could say, oh, that's interesting. Maybe I want to get into that as a franchise, okay? As a result of that top franchise secrets, CEO secrets revealed, as a result of Hare House Warehouse being included in that, and I have the record, I have a video record of this to prove every single word, the head of Hare House Warehouse stated he does not spend that money anymore. The book has generated far more franchisees than the hundreds of thousands of dollars of advertising ever did.
Right. So I mentioned before about your event coming up. Do you want to just add a little bit of detail? I will include some information when this is published, by the way, but maybe you'd like to just add something at the moment while we're talking to people.
Yeah, so a lot of people are interested in how this is done, but obviously want to see it themselves. So what we do is once a year, we run a three-day workshop, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I give you everything. I can't stand those workshops where you turn up and they only give you a little bit of a teaser so that you have to come back for the next event. We will show you step-by-step everything you need to know, all the secrets of the industry, everything, and we actually workshop. We sit down and work with you. So we will help you with your book title and your subtitle, and we'll actually test it in the room and we show you how that works. We'll help you to show you the science behind the back cover and work with you to help create that. And then we'll help you build the skeleton, help you build the inside of that book and show you the science and the secrets behind all of it, so that when you leave, all you have to do is that trick on otter.ai I was talking about, and you can complete that whole book within half a day. So but we'll actually do exercises and little workshops. So you'll break away in groups of two or three, and then we do it. My team will come around, work with you as individuals, and we will craft exactly what you need. It's an incredibly successful workshop. We've had people turn up who had no idea about what business they wanted to run or what book they wanted to write about, who've walked away from that weekend with the entire structure in place for, as I say, not just a book, but in some cases a business. Conrad Bobolak with his Financing Made Simple was a classic example of that. So we're running that over the 15th to 17th of March. The common question is, well, can you do it online? No, it's a workshop. We need to work with you. You need to be in that group environment. It's well catered for. If you'd like to know more, go to bestsellerevent.com. That's bestsellerevent.com, and have a look at the details there. Very good. It's all very well catered, very well run. We've never ever had any complaints. It has 100% money back satisfaction guarantee. So if you're not happy with any part of it, just let us know at the end of 3 days. We'll give you your money back. Absolutely no one has ever taken us up on that in 15 years. And so it's an event we love to run. It's very informative. Miss it and you really have missed out. So come along, find out what it's about. Seats are strictly limited. That's not a marketing ploy. The size of the room and the size of the team to be able to work with you, we have to limit the number of seats.
Is it a secret? Are you holding it or are you disclosing?
Yeah, so it's at Voco in Brisbane. So Voco's at 85 North Quay, which is in the city. It's a beautiful location. There's plenty of accommodation around that for people who want to travel. To answer a previous question, we would always get people from interstate coming to these events. We would also get international travellers. Since COVID, international travellers have dropped right off. I think we maybe get one or two a year at best. And even interstate travellers now, we find it's getting harder and harder. But if you're serious about taking your business to the next level, if you really want to know how to do this quickly and easily, this will be the best 3 days you'll ever invest. So, yes, it's a trip to Brisbane. The Voco is not that far from Brisbane Airport, and it's a very good 3-day event.
All right. Well, thanks for that. Okay. Well, look, I just want to say, Andrew, thank you very much for joining us today. I really appreciate it. I hope everyone listening has gleaned some information, some knowledge, some background. And look, and if you want to contact Andrew, apart from the workshop he's mentioned, where would people contact you? What's the best way to contact you, Andrew?
Yep. So as I say, the event's bestsellerevent.com. But if you want to look at some of our success stories and you want to reach out to me, go to globalpublishinggroup.com.au.
Okay. All right. I'll share that as well. globalpublishinggroup.com.au. Look, with that, we'll wrap it up. I just want to say thanks very much. I do appreciate your time, Andrew. Nice chatting.
I appreciate yours. Thank you. It was great to be on, and I hope it's been of help to people, Brian.
I'm sure. I look forward to catching up with you again fairly soon.
Good on you, mate. Thank you. See you soon.
Bye.